reached out to the millions of people who voted against him, saying, let's give each other a chance. His calls for reconciliation came even as U.S. President Donald Trump argued that the election had been stolen. Biden heads into his first full day as president-elect on Sunday with key staffing decisions to make in the lead-up to Inauguration Day, which is on January 20th. The second Catholic to be elected president, Biden's Sunday plan was to attend church near his home in Wilmington, Delaware, as he does nearly every week. He began Election Day with a visit to the church and the grave of his son, Beau, a former Delaware attorney general who died of brain cancer in 2015. Biden's top priority in the transition is expected to be quickly naming a chief of staff, and he said Saturday that he would announce a task force of scientists and experts Monday to develop a blueprint to begin beating back the coronavirus by the time he assumes the presidency. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign and Republican National Committee have filed several lawsuits, including one in the state of Arizona that seeks the manual inspection of potentially thousands of in-person Election Day ballots that they allege were mishandled by poll workers and resulted in some ballot selections being disregarded. The legal challenge centers on instances in which people are believed to have voted for more candidates than permitted. The lawsuit was filed hours after the dismissal of another Arizona election lawsuit that contested the use of Sharpie markers in completing Election Day ballots in one county. A strengthened tropical storm, Eta, has made landfall in Cuba and has also set its sights on the southern tip of Florida. This is VOA News. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed replaced his army chief on Sunday as reports of wounded soldiers continued to rise in a five-day-old conflict in the country's northern